The University of Alaska Fairbanks Committee is recommending cuts to close an expected $12 to $14 million FY15 budget deficit. The Planning and Budget Committee was charged with developing options to address rising costs and decreased state funding. The Planning and Budget Committee proposals encompass across-the-board and targeted reductions, including the potential loss of about 100 jobs. UAF Vice Chancellor for Administrative Services Pat Pitney says the university is responding to a legislatively imposed 5% personnel cut at all University of Alaska campuses, a reduction, she says, is compounded by other factors.
There's continued pressure to keep the tuition rate down. So you have roughly flat tuition revenue. You have the federal research environment is very tight. And you have rising personnel costs, rising energy costs. You have kind of a double whammy when you're not just getting cut from the state, but you have other revenue constraints as well.
The numerous top tier of recommendations of the Planning and Budget Committee include cutting the number of senior level executives, administrators, and management staff, going to 11-month contracts, extending winter break and other campus closures, consolidating or eliminating low enrollment programs, reducing shuttle bus service, offering more degree programs online, reducing staff travel, and upgrading buildings to make them more energy efficient. A lower tier of possible actions titled Recommendations with Reservations include elimination of university funding for KUAC public radio and TV. Pitney says the committee prioritized its recommended cuts, but Chancellor Brian Rogers and cabinet members have leeway to decide what to implement, noting there are benefits to targeted cuts.
To the degree that we can pick a particular service or program to eliminate, that reduces the amount of pain every department has to take.
Pitney says the UAF board budget reduction proposals are open to public comment, including at a June Board of Regents meeting. After that, she says, Chancellor Rogers and cabinet members will have to decide which cuts to implement in time for the university to finalize a budget before July 1st.